More than a million protesters hit the streets of Hong Kong on Sunday. Residents are concerned over a proposed amendment that could see Hong Kong residents extradited to China for trial for as little as writing a book. The amendment is due to be debated tomorrow. So will the unprecedented demonstration change the government's course? Daniel Butler has the story.
The roar of more than 1 million Hong Kong residents fills the streets of the business district. At the heart of the protest is a bill which threatens to further compromise the independence of Hong Kong's legal system. Under the bill, Hong Kong residents could be extradited to China to be tried in the notoriously opaque Chinese courts. Crimes committed in Hong Kong will continue to be tried in domestic courts.
What may impact on Hong Kong is if someone commits a crime or allegedly commits a crime in another country, so in mainland China, for instance.
This is Professor Bing Ling, an expert in Chinese law at the University of Sydney.
That person, if he is in Hong Kong under the current law, cannot be sent back to China for trial. But under the new law, under the new proposed law, the Hong Kong government will be able to send that person back to mainland China for trial of any alleged crime brought forward by mainland authorities.
The concern right now is that, given the opportunity, Chinese authorities will pursue trumped-up charges against Hong Kong residents.
It could be, for instance, that Hong Kong people advocating democracy or autonomy or human rights could be charged with crimes in mainland China. And the concern is that Hong Kong government, under the pressure of the mainland authorities, may send over the person to China to face unfair and unjust trials.
The change in law is based on the case of a Hong Kong man who allegedly murdered his girlfriend while in China's jurisdiction. But Professor Ling says a Hong Kong resident could be extradited for much less.
What may very well happen is, for instance, if a Hong Kong person writes a book or sells a book or says things against the mainland Chinese authorities, and if these books or speeches are broadcast or are distributed in mainland China, even though the speech may be made in Hong Kong, the person may very well be accused of committing a crime in China because of the distribution or the broadcasting of the speech.
Opposition to the amendment in Hong Kong has been enormous and comes on the back of democratic protests in recent times. It's estimated 1.3 million attended the protest on the weekend. Australian resident Alexandra Spence was there.
And had to walk through the protest to get to the building, which took me maybe 20 minutes just to cross from one side of the road to the other because of the huge mass of people. And the scores of people was just never ending. It was just like you could see a mass of people coming from one direction and going to the other, and there was no end in sight. There was a lot of, like, I learned a lot of the chanting as well, or the slogans, and
such
people
as?
Were like, eat shit, carry lamb, go to hell, fall down, repeating these phrases, which is the, I think when people say like 6E, 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 that means eat shit, eat shit.
The bill is due to be debated in Parliament tomorrow. But Alexandra says the locals she has spoken to are circumspect about the effect of their protest.
I don't think anyone was hopeful. I mean, that's not from the protest itself, but from talking to my friends and other people in Hong Kong. Even going into the march, no one was saying that they thought the government would change their mind.
What have some of your friends said to you?
I think they just don't see that the government listens to Hong Kong people, that Carrie Lam is, I mean, you know, just essentially a representative of Beijing. Just the sense that, yes, all these people have turned up, but nothing's going to change.
Alexandra Spence there, an Australian expat living in Hong Kong, ending that report by Daniel Butler.